Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode, episode 332 of this year, marks Friday, the 27th of November of the year 2020. In history, on this day, in 176, Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius granted his son Commodus the rank of Imperator, the direct setup for Russell Crowe to shout, "Are you not entertained?" at the viewing audience in the year 2000. That movie also the source of the quote, "Father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next," which, interesting Hollywood trivia, Maximus Decimus Meridius, as played by Russell Crowe in Gladiator, was actually the real-life model for the poltergeist in Poltergeist. Your guest today on the podcast is 9 times reality Inception star, Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. You recently won the medal for starring in a reality show about a reality show about a reality show about filming a reality show.
Yes.
How was that?
Well, I don't want to give too much away because we filmed a special show about that whole process that will be on next year. So, it was intense and confusing, but mathematically sound.
Well, coming up today, we'll be walking through the heady shower of hereditary power with Andrew Zaltzman, the host of the famously unpopular Real Housewives of Buckingham Palace reality show. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Scotland has become the first country on Earth to make menstrual equipment free, according to a dispatch received by Carrier Pigeon across the menacingly futuristic Hadrian's Wall reboot that encloses that mysterious kilted nation. We've heard very little news out of Scotland this year, ever since their successful independence referendum sliced them off from the main body of the United Kingdom and they rebuilt Hadrian's Wall, but it is good to know that whatever they're doing over there, the sanitary wars will be over and there will be no more blood in the streets. And with Bob the Sentient Trash Island taking the presidency, incumbent President Donald Trump has pardoned the Thanksgiving turkey, named corn after the other 80% of the American diet that isn't turkey. The turkey will live in a horrifying mass of survivor's guilt until it is eaten by a wolf or regret. In pardoning the turkey, Donald Trump also called it beautiful, which is the way he attributes value to anything. As a satirical comedian who's tired of the lazy leftist denigration of Trump just because he's a brash, hollow showman with the vocabulary of a child, I refuse to maliciously misinterpret his harmless turkey compliment by suggesting that it indicates that he wants to f*** the turkey. Donald Trump does not want to f*** the turkey. He wants to f*** democracy. Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ads section now, because the world belongs to the oligarchs and we're all just information serfs tilling the attention fields to earn our insultingly small portion of the grain they produce. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Friday Nights Virtual. Virtual Friday Nights is a new app that'll reenact the experience of going out on a Friday night, get smashed and trick someone hotter than you into making out with you before you're so smashed that someone less hot than you tricks you into making out with them. Remember, if you're doing drugs, to have half a glass of water every half hour or so to keep your fluids up while you sweat out your regrets to make room for more regrets. Virtual Friday Nights, coming soon to Friday Nights. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the Green Friendly Revolution in Supernatural Circles, a series of pamphlets for the otherworldly inclined who care about the environment, including how to mulch ectoplasm, whether you should rotate your crops when you have a wyvern infestation, and Eco-Revenant, why make a whole new human body when there are just heaps of them lying around. Are you excessively warm in your long-sleeved shirt? Is your button-up collar choking the moisture out of you? Do you have really sexy wrists? Try half a glass of water. T-shirts. Available now on all good The Bugle Podcast website merchandise pages.
Say what?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, royalty news. Andrew Zaltzman, you are celebrity royalty, and you know the royal family. So what's happening in the world of royalty right now?
Well, there's, I don't know, I'm not sure upheaval's the right word. There's a considerable amount of uncertainty and discontent after, obviously, recent events. There are reports that an olive branch has been offered to Harry and Meghan, which Meghan has been offered a lead role in the popular British soap opera EastEnders on a 30-year contract, which is viewed as a way of reincorporating Harry and Meghan into the bosom of British society and also boosting her acting career, which of course she put on hold to become a de facto princess. So we'll see, you know, the negotiations obviously are at an early stage, and you know whether the supporters, troops of both sides are happy with that, I guess time will tell. But it's, you know, it's very similar to the Wars of the Roses, essentially, but different and in every way.
Well, speaking of which, I mean, Harry and Meghan have been incredibly measured this year in like deliberately dismantling their what was going to be an armed revolution to take over the throne. They decided that that wasn't the right thing to do in light of the coronavirus and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have been rewarded particularly much by the royal family, so maybe this is a nice peace offering.
Yes. Well, it's, yeah, I mean, and obviously there's been other issues for the royal family to deal with. And Prince Andrew, obviously, has been a bit of a public relations issue since birth, really. And his efforts to rehabilitate his somewhat tarnished reputation have continued. This week, he held a press conference in which he listed all the things he provably has not done wrong since the mid-1980s. And to be fair, it was quite an impressive list of non-misdemeanours that he hasn't perpetrated, including flashing his junk at the pop band The Bangles in 1988. Never did that. That has been validated by The Bangles themselves. Defrauding a children's charity of £2.3 billion, which he siphoned off to an old army buddy who was running guns on the sly to the Taliban. Didn't do that either. And hiding in a cupboard in the ladies' changing room at Wimbledon in 1997 and then bursting out and startling a partially dressed Yana Novotna. Also, that he's claimed that he didn't do. That has also been tentatively backed up by the Wimbledon authorities. So he deserves some credit, at least, for not having done some appalling things, to set aside the appalling things that he has done. And also, I mean, how is the royal family going to use Prince Andrew now? Because he's been a very negative drag on the brand for a while. He could be in line for a tactical marriage to a Saudi princess on the 2nd of January as the start of a new post-Brexit era of politically strategic marriages gets underway. There's also a rumour that Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge, is willing to step aside and take a voluntary divorce for the good of the nation to allow Prince William to marry Xi Mingxie, the daughter of the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. So I think it's hard to say at this point how it'll work for the royal family, but it's going to be good for the economy of this country, certainly.
Yeah, I mean, if I were looking for how to use Prince Andrew, I'd use him as a dehumidifying sachet, because a man can't sweat. I don't know if you know that.
Well, exactly. I think he has that on his Tinder profile, actually. The Queen herself, interesting story coming out about what her Christmas message this year is going to involve. Usually it's a few minutes of fairly drab chat. On an afternoon on Christmas Day, it's very much been her stock in trade, really, and it shows that, you know, the Queen's, you know, drab chat has made her the most popular political figure in this country over nearly seven decades now. But it's going to be a very different Christmas message this year. She's not going to depress people further by saying anything about the events of 2020. Instead, she's going to try to perk up her grieving, grumpy nation by singing a medley of hits, including Up the Junction by Squeeze, Firestarter by The Prodigy. That could be a rather fascinating reboot with a few added cornets in the background. One Is What One Is, her own take on I Am What I Am. Sadly, there will be no reprise of Monarchy in the UK, her famous parody of the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK that she sang so hilariously at a very, very drunken Silver Jubilee party back in 1977. That ended, of course, with Jimmy Carter, the American president, sans culotte on a table. The Queen herself has apparently been seen testing out a jetpack in the grounds of Windsor Castle, Alice, as well. Now, you can read into that what you will, but it does give credence to the rumours that she's intending to be a bit more hands-on in her monarching over the next couple of years. Emboldened, of course, by her recent medical diagnosis during a standard checkup as being functionally immortal. So it's exciting time. Prince Philip, approaching his century, of course, he's been fitted with a bionic Bluetooth speaker that activates automatically when it senses movement in his voice box and broadcasts a non-offensive comment at a volume that drowns out what the Duke is actually saying. So that's another thing that's, I guess, good for the royal family from a PR perspective.
I mean, excellent, excellent news there. That's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear alternate Alice and guest, that's you today, Andrew. In today's show... Again, people begin these letters as though I know what episode they're listening
right.
to. I don't know. I don't care,
right.
really.
Yeah.
I mean, in today's show, you reminded us of Tentacle Time, which runs at 6 p.m. on all terrestrial news channels around the world and which no one can remember. It's an hour-long program. We are all familiar with it. Since you create the last post from an orbiting satellite protected from terrestrial television signals by the ionosphere, have you remained personally unexposed to Tentacle Time? Do you observe a daily rolling blackout in communications and social media as the mysterious time slot circles the globe? Best of luck from this benighted dimension, Zach. Well, Zach, I've actually watched Tentacle Time. I don't know what everyone's talking about that they can't remember it. Let me describe it to you. So that's it, really. It's fairly simple and straightforward, but you better strap in for that as it comes. That's all the time we have for the show today, and thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we're back tomorrow with all the latest news from this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With about 1 month left until the end of the year, if you haven't shared us with your friends and your social media contacts, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman. Andy, have you got anything to plug?
Well, I'm hosting the Word of the Year awards. The nominations for the annual Word of the Year have been nominated, appropriately enough, and there's going to be a special program which I'm hosting to announce the official winner. And amongst the words up for Word of the Year this year, Octopusian, obviously, Quisquilio Insula, which refers is an adjective referring to things related to trash islands. Foritonesiology is the study of trash islands. Another contender for word of the year is simply shit. It's got four S's, five H's, six I's, and four T's. Statisticomaniacal and OSEG, O-S-E-G, which is stands for Oh Someone Else's God, basically OMG for the atheistic. That's become increasingly popular. But anyway, do tune in for that.
And thank you for listening to The Last Post today on the 27th of November, Black Friday, as we have Half a Glass of Water t-shirts available on the website. If you buy one this weekend, you will get an exclusive 20 seconds worth of comedy. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alitrative on Twitter and Instagram. That's Alitrative. Offer a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs. Sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. Today is the 27th of November, so if you're in Sydney, come watch me at the Comedy Store tonight. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.